Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The Department of Agriculture Wednesday announced an additional investment of $80 million to the Dairy Business Innovation Initiatives. In November 21, the program awarded $18.4 million to three current initiatives at the University of Tennessee, Vermont Agency for Food and Marketing, and the University of Wisconsin, and $1.8 million to an initiative at California State University in Fresno. Under the existing program, which was previously announced through the FY21 request for application, each initiative can submit additional proposals for up to $20 million of the American Rescue Plan funding. Funds can further support processing capacity expansion, on-farm improvements, and technical assistance for producers. The deadline is only a few days away for choosing a new pilot crop insurance tool to reduce the risks of splitting fertilizer applications. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
It's called PACE. It stands for
Post-Application Coverage Endorsement.
Post-Application Coverage Endorsement. It's a new crop insurance tool which USDA's Risk Management Agency Administrator Marcia Bunger says is designed to encourage corn growers to split their applications of fertilizer, which should help reduce total use and reduce the amount of fertilizer leaching down into groundwater supplies. The risk is that the weather could prevent a farmer from making that second application, producing a loss in yield. Enter the PACE tool.
PACE can provide qualifying corn farmers a reasonably priced risk management tool for the projected yield loss for those at risk of not getting that second or third application completed.
But PACE is a pilot program only available in certain counties in 11 states. And to find out if it's available where you farm, Marcia Bunger says,
I would reach out to your crop insurance agent.
And reach out quick. The deadline for signing up for this PACE supplement is March 15th.
Cattle market reforms to help independent producers get better prices may be gaining some momentum in Congress. President Joe Biden, during his State of the Union speech, called capitalism without competition exploitation, including the meatpacking industry.
Small businesses and family farmers and ranchers, I need not tell some of my Republican friends from those states. Guess what? You got four basic meatpacking facilities. That's it. You play with them or you don't get to play at all.
A message Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has been trying to make to Biden and the USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack for months, and whose cattle market reform bill may get a boost from Hill Democrats. Grassley talked about Montana Senator John Tester.
He told National Farmers Union that he had talked to Schumer about it, and Schumer decides floor action, that we get some time on the floor for that, plus another bill that's closely related that Tester has.
This is Inside Agriculture.